All right, check. I'll talk to this gentleman here.
Sure.
Let me have your name and where you're from.
Charles Guggenheimer, Baltimore, Maryland.
Charles, why was it important for you to be here today?
I feel that one of the reasons places like Baltimore City, Washington, D.C., New York City, Chicago, all have the terrible crime problem and violent crime problems they have today stem from the long-standing restrictions they had against people able to arm themselves and protect themselves from violent crime. And I think that if those laws had never been enacted, and we had the kind of laws Vermont has, if every state in the union had Vermont-type laws, we would be seeing a lot less violent crime in these crime-ridden cities.
Charles, one of the things the governor is proposing is handgun licensing. What's wrong with that?
It's not needed. The people who are breaking the law with handguns aren't bothering to do the licensing. You're only bothering the people and infringing on the people who can legally get a handgun.
Isn't it also requiring people, I mean, with the licensing, making sure somebody who buys a gun knows how to use it? I know the NRA has training classes and everything like that.
But every other state that doesn't have a training requirement, I know Vermont, you're a Vermont citizen, you're legally able to buy a gun, you can carry that gun. They're responsible for their own training.
The state shouldn't require it.
Does not require it. Not required in the state of Pennsylvania. The state of Pennsylvania doesn't require any training. The state of Virginia, I used to have a Virginia non-resident carry permit. My Maryland safety hunter card was my proof of training.
Won't that make things safer, though, by requiring training?
I don't think so. I think people have learned to use guns from the very beginning in a family where guns were owned, the children were taught. That's the best training. Making someone go out and take a video or $100 of training in a course, I don't think will make them any safer than if they went about it and did it themselves.
Charles Guggenheim, thank you very much, and I love you.